I don't have any particular memory for learning English, but then when I first went to my secondary school, everything was taught in English. So it was quite difficult for me because that was my first time to learn everything in English. So I think it's quite memorable, I might say, and all my teachers, so all my secondary school teachers are Australians, and they have very, you know, different pronunciation from an English, from British accent or American accent. So it was quite difficult for me to understand them at first.
So how did you overcome
that? I don't really have any, you know, like way to overcome. But then, like, my second year, it was okay. It was better because, you know, I used to hear that kind of accent. And I think for my spoken English, I usually practice speaking English by looking in the mirror and, you know, like alone. And my brother, I have a younger brother, and like he grew up in Thailand, so he doesn't really speak Burmese, his mother tongue. So his mother tongue is English, I might say. So we used to speak in English. I think that's another point how I practice speaking English.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Oh yeah, so I usually I particularly like to read American books, mostly like Gothic and other classic books. But the book I like the most is, I might say, Flying Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It is an American book, and it is about a discrimination against a black in Alabama, I guess. Yeah, somewhere south in the States. So I think that the book is my motivation to study law. In that book, the character defend against the black who was wrongly alleged to rape a white girl. So
how did you come across this book?
That is a required reading in my secondary. Yeah.